So let's talk about this check your neighbor process in a little more detail. The VDA performs this check in three steps. Each step compares the first guess velocity and its associated aliases with a velocity neighbor. Each step uses a different velocity neighbor, with the comparison velocity values being a little further away from the range bin in question with each subsequent step. In essence, this process determines which possible velocity value makes the most sense with the surrounding velocity field. For example, given the velocity field shown on the slide, does the highlighted outbound 59 knot velocity make sense? The fourth and final step in this process is the most important because that's where you provide input and oversight to the algorithm.